is not locked. Toilet door locked. Hello, it's me, the toilet. I just wanted to ask if he'd mind not flushing wet wipes, sanitary towels or nappies. The usual stuff's totally cool. I mean, I knew what I was getting myself into when I applied to be a toilet. Yeah, it's a great job. You know, I used to be a public toilet, and let me tell you, this is a step up. Anyway, carry on.
Hello, and welcome to this Christmas Eve edition of, what podcast is it? You don't know, do you?
No.
Everybody's Got One, with our Grace, our Eve, didn't want to be on it, because why would anyone want to hear her voice? That's her words, not mine. So, the boys were supposed to record individual segments, which takes 5 minutes, on a handheld device. Just about what their favourite, what their Christmas dinner is. But they're all too busy. So, I fucked them off. Didn't I? Oops, swore. So I said, instead, on Channel 4 this Christmas, the tiger that came to tea is out as a cartoon. Isn't he? Our Grace is here, by the way. And it's 50 years old this year. Correct?
Yeah.
So we thought, didn't we?
No.
Who thought? We thought, since you can just go online and download the PDF, no problem. It's 50 years old. Bloody, bloody, blah. We thought we'd read it out for the listeners. Just for something to listen to when you go to bed tonight on Christmas Eve.
It
is when this comes out. We'll be in 8 o'clock mass when this comes out. It's better than getting up on Christmas morning.
Still getting up that early though.
We have to lie in.
We're not lying in.
We can get a lie in on Christmas Day. We can get up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
We're waking up.
You're not setting an alarm.
We're waking up at 4:30.
Whoa, there's sugar.
Right.
Right. Just dead quick, because tomorrow we're going to see The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah? But a little secret, people. We've already seen it. As a 10-year-old girl, what did you think of this film?
Without spoiling it.
You can spoil it. It's been out by this point for a few days.
But
say spoilers. Just say spoilers. If you don't want to listen, find out. No, all right. What did you think about the film?
It was good.
Good? How many out of 10?
10.
Well, that's pretty more than good. That's like amazing.
Like.
Good is like 8.
Shocking news, innit?
Shocking news. Yeah. Oh, don't tell them. We won't tell them. But did you cry?
No.
Did I cry?
Yeah.
Was it amazing?
Yeah.
How many times did it take your breath away with shocking developments?
Thousands.
Thousands. So, this Christmas, go and watch Rise of Skywalker. And do you know what? Go and watch it multiple times, because it's bloody brilliant. Don't listen to the haters. Haters gonna hate, Auntie Gail. Yeah? So, with that being said, let us crack on with the tiger that came to tea. So I think we're going to do a line a piece. So you have to be loud so they can hear you, okay? That's it. So do you want to do the first line? I'll do the second line.
To there.
Yeah. Go on then.
Once there was a little girl called Sophie, and she was having tea with her mummy in the kitchen.
Suddenly there was a ring at the door. Oh my God, there's literally been a ring at the door. You are having a laugh. Go on.
Sophie's mum said, I wonder who that can be. It can't be the milkman because he came this morning.
Carry on.
I've just done my line.
Oh, and it can't be boy from grocer because that's wrong. It can't be boy from grocer. Me like caveman.
You messed it up.
And it can't be boy from grocer because this isn't the day he comes.
They can't be daddy because he's got his key. We'd better open the door and see.
Sophie opened the door and there was a big, furry, stripy tiger. The tiger said, excuse me, but I'm very hungry. Do you think I could have tea with you?
Sophie's mum said, of course, come in.
So Tiger came into the kitchen and sat down at the table.
Sophie's mummy said, would you like a sandwich? But the tiger didn't just take one sandwich. He took all the sandwiches off the plate and swallowed them in one mouthful.
Oh. Wap! Exclamation mark. That's not even a word. There's no... Oh, that there is a vowel in it. Jesus. Oh, no, you can't say Jesus on Christmas Eve. Come on. Yeah. Shall I do the... Oh, freaking hell. And he still looked hungry, so Sophie passed him the buns. Sophie passed him her buns. But once again, the tiger didn't eat just one bun. He ate all the buns on the dish, and then he ate all the biscuits and all the cake until there was nothing left on the table. So Sophie's mummy said, would you like a drink?
And the tiger drank.
The tiger? The friggin' hell's a tiger? I am a cross between a try and a tiger. Call me Triger.
And the tiger drank all the milk in the milk jug and all the tea in the teapot. Then he looked around the kitchen to see what else he could find.
Dun, dun, dun. He ate all the supper that was cooking in the saucepans. Why are you cooking so much food? Freaking hell. And all... This is 1969. No one had food. And all the food in the fridge. And all the packets and tins in the cupboard. And he drank all the milk and all the orange juice and all Daddy's beer. Whoa there, Tiger, get out of my house. And all the water in the tap. Well, that doesn't run out. Go on.
He said, thank you for my nice tea. I think I'd better go now.
And he went. Oh, am I doing this bit now?
Yeah.
Sophie's mummy said, I don't know what to do. I've got nothing for Daddy's supper. And the tiger has eaten it all. So go to Chippy. Go to Cape Town.
And Sophie found she couldn't have her bath because the tiger had drank all the water in the tap.
Oh, wait, whoa. Let's draw the line. Whoa. You don't drink all the water in the tap. It just doesn't happen. Just then, Sophie's daddy came home. So Sophie and her mummy told him what had happened and how the tiger had eaten all the food and drunk all the tea. Oh, no, drunk all the drink. Go on.
And Sophie's daddy said, I know what we'll do. I've got a very good idea. We'll put on our coat and go to a cafe.
So they went out in the dark and all the street lamps were lit. All the street lamps are lit, but they've got no water in the tap, and all the cars had their lights on, and they walked down the road to a cafe.
And they had a lovely supper with sausages and chips and ice cream.
Oh, am I doing this bit? In the morning, Sophie and her mummy went shopping and they bought lots more things to eat.
And they also bought a very big tin of tiger food in case the tiger should come to tea again.
But he never did. I'm not being funny, right? That tiger eats everything, yeah?
He can't drink everything, though.
He drank everything, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd be buying a gun, so if the tiger ever come back, I'd shoot him.
That's just animal cruelty. Tigers are already going endangered, thank you very much.
Okay. So that's that. What do you think you want to get for Christmas anyway?
A phone.
That's not going to happen, is it?
It is.
Okay, what realistically are you going to get?
A guinea pig.
Oh my goodness me, this is going to be the worst Christmas ever.
A Segway.
What? You've got an electric scooter there. A Segway, you're having a laugh. So a Segway, a guinea pig.
Robux.
A what?
Robux.
What's Robux?
Robux money.
What do you want? What? Oh, God. You want Roblox money?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Get me it now.
No. I'm going to wind this episode up while I beat the living daylights out of Grace for wanting virtual money on a shitty little game on her iPad. Yeah? You're having that? This is our first Christmas in our new house, innit?
I already know there's going to be tears, and not from me, or mummy, or daddy.
Our Eve is a little bit emotional about the whole event.
We literally just got a card off our old neighbour that says, "From your old neighbours, John and Julie," and she started crying.
And we love John and Julie. However, she started crying. Oh, dearie me. So, Merry Christmas. Don't be lonely. If you need some help, phone the Samaritans, yeah? If you need someone... The Samaritans are the people who help people who are a bit depressed, a bit sad, no one to talk to, that type of thing. So, give them a bell. But you... If you've got a neighbour or a friend, just go and knock on the door. Ask them, are they okay? Ask them if there's anything they'd like. Maybe just cook an extra roast dinner and give it to somebody. Have a lovely Christmas, yeah? Are you going to have a lovely Christmas, Grace?
Yeah.
Am I going to get drunk? Yeah?
When are you not drunk?
And on that note... do you want to say the magic words?
I don't know what to say.
Cue the music.
Cue the music!
Snow is lying on the ground, and in the air the sleigh bells sound. The frosty patterned window pane, it's British summertime again.
No, it's not! It's Christmas!
Yes, Christmas and old children wait for hoofbeats on the roof. But this year's stockings won't be filled. There's been a mighty goof. Yes, this year there's no peace on earth, nor food and gifts abundant. For Father Christmas has been sacked, and his gnomes are all redundant.
Santa Claus is on the door,
and you'll be four.
Gyro's not arrived yet.
He's too old to be re-employed.
I've lost my little Erna.
The igloo heating's been cut off.
I'll die of hypothermia.
Santa Claus is on the door.
He's lost his money spinner.
Real fairy cake and Rudolph stick will be my Christmas dinner.
Santa Claus is on the door.
And things don't look too handsome.
His company is being probed by TV.
Esther Ranson.
Good days, bad days, just take them as they come along. Well, I say, you say, don't even matter to me, smiling on the other side, smiling on the other.
Smiling on the other side. Hello Internet, I am Fireball.
And I'm the Orbiter.
And we are collectively known as
Breaking Dad. We've been asked to put together an advert. What are we going to say?
So we have a podcast called Breaking Bollocks. And
Where we talk about stuff.
Yeah, we just talk bollocks. That's where the name comes from.
Yeah, it's quite sweary.
The other podcast is Better Call Paul.
A Musician's Diary.
Which is basically him talking about his adventures as a musician.
Well, that was awkward.
Let's not do an advert again.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.